This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast. This is episode 99. My name is Adam.
I'm Maya.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Pretty good.
Good, good. So let's get going with the episode. Diane, can you please give us the news?
I will. On November 14th, the 2013 Billboard Touring Awards took place at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. Taylor Swift's Red Tour was honored with the Top Package Award. The Billboard Top Package Award goes to the highest grossing tour with three or more artists. So for the Red Tour, that would be Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Florida Georgia Line, Brett Eldridge, Austin Mahone, and Casey James.
That's kind of a unique award, isn't it? Like, I'm just, like, wondering, because it says top package in my mind, thinking about top package, like, the whole package would be, I don't know, because I think the package here was Taylor and Ed. The others were just openers that rotated. But whatever, congrats to Taylor.
Yeah, that's
yay,
pretty cool.
Taylor.
Yeah.
So, Steve, what's up on the calendar?
All right. On November 24th will be the 2013 American Music Awards, and they will air live. Taylor is nominated for 5 awards: Artist of the Year, Favorite Female Artist, Pop Rock Favorite Album, and Pop Rock for Red, and also Favorite Female Artist Country. So make sure to tune in Sunday, November 24th on ABC at 8 p.m. 7 Central, and see if she's won, because the voting is now closed. I know that you guys have probably seen tweets and other things. Everybody was voting, and now we just have to sit back and wait. Also, on November 26th, Taylor will be perform for the royal family at Centerpoint Winter White's Gala in Kensington Palace in London in the UK. And the gala is held to support the homeless youth.
Wow, that sounds fun. Well, I mean, not... Yeah, you guys get what I'm getting at.
The party sounds fun. Yes, it does.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Diane.
The royal family, that's great. That's crazy.
Diane dug my foot out of my mouth for me. Thank you.
Apparently, I talked to someone who lives in the UK about that. Apparently, the tickets for it are like £500.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
me
at all.
Which is like $1,000.
That's really heavy.
Funny, Steve.
Oh...
So Diane and Steve, thank you for the news and calendar. For our main discussion today, we got a special request from a listener on Twitter who said, please discuss the new music video for The Last Time. And that came from Taybell1213 on Twitter. So we're going to chit chat about the music video, which I feel like a lot of people probably didn't even know there was a music video for that now, because it wasn't very hyped. But yeah, there's a video.
It just kind of appeared on YouTube.
It just
one day
showed up.
Yeah, surprise.
Suddenly everyone was like, wait, there's a new video. What?
It did. And before we give our opinions, we had someone on Twitter, another person on Twitter, at Cassie L. Beverly, I guess, who said, love, my favorite. So this video has a fan out there. And so I gotta ask, what do you guys think of it? Don't all speak at once.
Well, I'll go first. I'll put myself out
okay,
there.
Okay, well, I think to...
Oh, go ahead, Maya.
Okay, just to maybe cushion the blow of this a little bit, I feel like no one is ever thrilled about concert videos. At least I'm not. Like, these are never the most popular music videos.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about it either. But I'm glad that the video came out, because I'm glad that we get to see a high-def version of that performance. Although, it's just the high-def video. The actual song playing is the actual track. You know, it's not them live. But yeah, it's not my favorite.
That's what killed me, Diane, is so actually the footage that they used was from Sacramento, California, where Gary Lightbody was a special guest on August 27th. So there's been a video on YouTube that a fan at the show recorded there. But now to see the official one, but with the original audio, like, the thing that drives me nuts is, like, you see all the Swifties cheering at the show and everything else like that, and you don't hear any of that because it is the studio recording of it. So,
yeah. Well, Steve, in all honesty, I think the cheering is out of place anyway, because it's a sad song, not a happy song.
Yeah, it exactly. definitely makes it awkward. It doesn't exactly. fit.
Right. But I do agree with you, however, Diane, that this was kind of cool that we did get to see in HD the performance from the concert rather than just somebody shooting it on their iPhone. So that does have an added benefit to it. But I also do think that they probably just put this out because it's a single in the UK now, and they're like, oh, it's a single. It has to have a music video, so let's just throw this together.
So basically it was like the easiest option because they already had the video. Like, they just were like, oh, why don't we make this the official music video for the last time? And then that would save them the time of, like, having to go out and film an actual music video for it.
Well, right. Well, that's what confused me, though, because one of the things that happened very recently there is Taylor was performing on the X Factor along with Gary Lightbody, and actually that video would be so much better to use that audio for, because they had a very nice set. They had, like, smoke coming out of the ground. And
Steve, however, who knows what rights they have to that video footage, because it was a television show.
Oh, that's true.
True.
The footage from Taylor's concert, Taylor herself owns, or her management company owns. It's under her control.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is using the footage from the X Factor show would have actually made a better music video, because there was a lot more going on in that set than, you know, because really Gary and Taylor, you know, were just sitting there. What the only cool part I thought was when they have their back to each other at the beginning, which kind of goes along with the song very well. So that was kind of a cool thing to see in action. But beyond that, there's not much going on in the set for the live video there from Sacramento.
Right. No, now, I feel kind of bad that we're all sitting here trashing it, because obviously our friend on Twitter actually loved it. So why don't we try and find something positive about it?
I thought I did say something positive, that I'm glad that we get to see that performance in high def.
Okay, there's one thing. Does anyone have anything else?
Maybe all these parts will be put together on a live DVD.
Oh.
Ooh.
It could be, Steve, you're right. It could actually be more foreshadowing towards a concert DVD. Because now we have two concert videos, music videos. That's another thing that was tacky about it. I know we're trying to say something positive here, but why'd they do two concert DVDs, or not DVDs, two concert videos?
Because they can, and it's simple.
Because it's cheaper and easier than, you know, filming a video, because they already filmed it.
Yeah. That's true.
All they have to do is edit it and throw the audio on top of it.
So yeah. Do you have something positive, though, Maya? We haven't heard much from you. I want to hear from Maya's opinion.
I don't think I have anything positive that other people haven't already said.
Oh, what a party pooper.
I have more negative things if you want that.
No.
Not right now.
Maya, what if Taylor was listening right now? Come on.
I think that she has no problems with constructive criticism because she's an adult. She can handle it.
That's fair. I have something. It's not necessarily good or bad, but something that I noticed about the video is, like, the color was off. Like, the reds weren't as bright or deep. Like, it was almost like a very subdued tone to it. So I guess that was cool because they made the look of the video fit the song, because, you know, it's obviously, like, a very sad and dark song. But,
yeah,
I mean,
I
it was like a
too,
little touch. Something they can probably press one button and do and then send it off to YouTube.
I liked getting a visual, like, representation of the way that Gary performs the song. I appreciated that element of it, and I thought that he had the right sort of attitude about it. In my fully honest opinion, I did not enjoy the way that Taylor performed the song.
There was a couple moments when she danced a little bit, like she did like a shoulder shimmy.
I thought she was playing to the audience too much. She was smiling. She was like flirting with the audience. She was dancing. And it's like a really intense song. And it just didn't work for me at all.
Maya's vicious today. I kind of like
I'm
it
not,
though.
Well,
no,
she's
no, no,
right
no,
though.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm not.
Pause and say that this is such a pet peeve for me when people think that because you're a fan of someone, you can't be honest about it. Like,
no,
that's ridiculous.
I'm not criticizing you, Maya. I'm saying I like hearing your opinion.
Said mean. It's like you're scared to say mean things.
Mm-hmm.
No, not mean.
Yeah. I'm being honest. You're being, like, glossy and sugary.
I don't
Dylan says
sugary.
Mean things to me, not about Taylor.
That never happens. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. So this was popular on Thursday's episode. Completely inadvertently, we came up with it on the spot. But since nobody actually likes this video on our panel, put your director's hat on for a minute and try and come up with what you would see this video being were you to direct it. Does anyone have any thoughts about that?
I'm trying to think here. I do like the way in the video how Steve said at the beginning how they were kind of, they had their backs to each other. And I think it would be cool if they did something similar, but maybe they had like a door between them, or they were, you know, there was a wall or something, and we had like some kind of split screen where we'd see each character doing something different and how they processed like the thing differently.
Well, Diane, I was thinking split screen too, but you also, what I was thinking with it was you have the two different points at the in the song when you have, you know, you find yourself at my door and then the opposite of that, which, why am I drawing a blank on the lyrics? It's you find myself at my, probably because
like
I don't listen to the
before.
Song. No. I'm thinking later in the song when it switches and it's like, I find myself at your door. So one point it's you at my door, one time it's me at your door.
So it's,
so I'm saying the split screen, just like you were saying, but like that would be the visual element rather than just a random split screen.
So a door, right? Is that what you mean?
Well, no, it wouldn't be like they're
sorry.
I get that visual, and actually why I get that visual is because of her song, The Other Side of the Door. If you've ever seen,
yes.
There's a picture of a guy with his hand on the door, and then it's like splits, and then Taylor has her hand on the door.
Right, but that's the same door. Now I'm talking about two different doors. One is the male character's door, one is the female character's door.
Door number one, door number two.
Exactly. Okay, I pulled up the lyrics. You have it opens with, I find myself at your door, and then there's another part, you find yourself at my door. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, so... different homes?
Different homes, yeah, because there are two different scenes going on here within the song. Like, it's already, because you're suggesting a split screen.
Yeah.
And I'm suggesting the fact that there are already two independent scenes in the song itself that can be used for that purpose.
I'm not sure if they're two different scenes. I think it's just the guy is outside of her door, and then Taylor is inside. So it's more like you have one scene from outside and one scene from maybe in like.
No,
inside.
You're picturing what Steve said, the other side of the door. This is two different scenes. They're at two different houses. One time it's at the guy's house, one time at the girl's house.
Well, I think the other side of the door actually is two different houses if you look at the picture.
No, Adam, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. It's like I find myself at your door and then you find yourself at my door.
It's the same
door.
Because you see, the first door is.
He went to her house and he's talking about it, and he went to her house and then she's talking about it. It's the same thing.
But it's still two different doors. One time
it's
at the guy's.
No, it's not.
How is it not?
Adam, it's at her house both times. It's I find myself at your door, and then she says, you find yourself at my door. It's Taylor's door.
Mm.
Okay, Adam, pretend. Okay, we're going to role play right now. So you are saying to me, I find myself at your door, so you're talking about the door that I have.
Okay, I get that. Okay. I get that, but I don't know. I just don't listen to this song, so I don't know.
Okay, well, it's the same door. This is all about one event.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Don't grumble. Admit that you're wrong.
No.
Adam, you're wrong.
Maya, how would you direct this video?
No, I'm not saying anything until you admit that you're wrong.
So, Steve, how would you direct this video, Steve? You had
Steve,
some good ideas on the last episode.
Maya, just so you know, he would probably, if he admitted that he was wrong, he'd probably edit it out. So it really doesn't matter, Adam. You're all good. We'll let you go.
So, Steve, how would you direct this video?
Just talk about this?
A little bit. But I think part of it is to get the I really like that X Factor performance. You know, you had the fog. The fog just kind of adds some mystery to this whole thing. I do like the idea of the door and them being far apart. I really think that's really the element. And even like the album artwork that they use for this particular single there, where Taylor's like walking, it's all like foggy and that kind of stuff. It's really cool. I think, you know, that kind of almost like a Sleepy Hollow sort of element of, you know, what
Ooh,
the
that could be neat.
Background area kind of looks like. That would be kind of my thing.
Okay, so you're kind of basing it on the X Factor performance without actually stealing the X Factor performance, just going with a similar concept.
Right.
Okay, I gotcha. Hey, Maya, would you like to share how you would direct the video? Are you done being mad at me?
No. No, I think the idea of having them sort of like being alone during the song would be effective, because sort of the song is about like an impending breakup anyways. So I think the idea of them being separate and maybe even sort of having it like the performance where they're like literally looking away from each other, I think would be a good way of representing where it's going.
Right. I think everybody's vision, at least this is how I'm interpreting all of your visions, is that it's just a very visual video, and a concert video couldn't quite capture the visual elements of this song.
No, I don't think it can at all. And which I think is a huge reason why we don't like the video.
That's perhaps it. Yeah. So why do people like this video? Some of the people that have tweeted us and notified us that they do like it.
Well, my first reason is kind of harsh, going along with, you know, that whole thing we talked about earlier, just that people like it because Taylor's in it and they like things that Taylor does by default.
And I know that a lot of people are really into this song and we're just excited that there's a video at all.
Yeah. So I think
for people whose favorite song this is, like, they have a good reason to like it.
That's a fair point. Do you know what's kind of funny is some people tweeted, actually, like, I think two people may have tweeted in asking me if because of the video, I like the song now. And I'm just like, no.
No.
No, still don't. Sorry.
Maybe if the video would have been more story oriented, you would have liked it.
Then I would have liked the video, but still not the song.
This could have been such a good video for doing a good song for doing like a really interesting, kind of like intense video. And I think that they missed an opportunity there.
Right.
I don't know if it's that they missed an opportunity. I think they just didn't want to do it because Taylor is so busy right now. Like, when is she going to
have... Well, I know she's busy. I don't mean like... They missed an opportunity by accident. I mean, they miss it on purpose. Yeah. Like, they decided to take the easy way out and do a concert video.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I know that the people who were at that show were excited about it because, like, they're, like, in the video. So I guess those people are excited.
Well, some people are. Yeah, absolutely. Which is kind of neat. But, Maya, we missed you on the last episode, the one on Thursday, when we were talking about, is there a song that we would like to see in a video form that's not already been made into a music video. And I just wanted to do a quick follow-up and see what you would make into a video.
Like, off the new album?
Anything. Well, any of them, really. Just any Taylor song that's not a video.
Ever. Oh, man, on the spot. Okay.
You want me to just read some of our feedback first while you're thinking about that? Feedback from the past episode?
Wait, okay, I think that... I think Enchanted would have been a really cute video.
Oh, I think didn't we talk about that?
Yeah,
I believe Adam thought that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you make that into a video, though, Maya?
I don't know. I feel like in that era when Taylor was sort of very all into her curly hair and her ball gowns, I think it could have been a cute thing. I think it would have, you know, it would have been like just an extension of the tour with the sparkles and the trees with the lights and the poofy dress. And
I think for like the first time ever, like the very first time ever, me and Maya are both on the same wavelength. Because for Enchanted, Maya, I said like a whole ballroom thing also with the dress. And
I mean, I'm just envisioning kind of just an extension of what she did with it on tour. I think that would have been cute.
Right. And while we're in our little follow-up on the last episode, episode 98, we did get some feedback. A couple people tweeted us, and I just thought this was a very cool description because one of the potential videos we talked about was Long Live. And Half-Light 13 on Twitter said, "For me, Long Live is the seamless combination of magic and reality, romance and cruelty, Taylor and Swifties."
I love that sentence. Can I just say that? Like, that was really cool.
I thought that was a cool description. That's why I wanted to definitely do a follow-up on the last episode and share that with everybody. Because that's a great description. That's, like, spot on for that song. And then I also wanted to give a little shout out to my co-host Diane here, because
really,
you just
nice
got so excited.
I am excited.
Well, because of all the things we talked about, her vision for an All Too Well music video has gotten more feedback than anything else.
Oh, you guys are sweet.
Like, people love it. So Swift Loves You on Twitter said, "You made me fantasize the All Too Well music video. Dang it."
I wish we could, like, make that video somehow. I wish we had that sort of technology. That'd be so fun.
We should make our own fan version of that.
Yeah, someday.
Video, that'd be fun. And then also our friend Michelle said she was, like, in love with your concept also.
Yeah, that was really nice.
And there's been a few other ones, so I just wanted to give my co-host a little shout-out, which doesn't happen often.
Well, thank you.
Mark it on the calendar.
Mark it on the calendar. Adam was nice to someone.
Oh my God.
What is it? November 17th. Yeah, for those of you listening, we do record it the day before it's actually released. Now you know our secret. It's recorded on Sunday, and you guys have to wait till Monday to get it. Sorry.
But early Monday. Real early Monday. So it's all good.
Early. Well, that depends on where you live also.
True.
It could be Monday afternoon if you're in Australia. Actually, I think it is Monday afternoon in Australia when it releases. So.
Anyways.
Yeah. Carrying along now that I'm off topic. Let's get some mini segments that were submitted to us. So Maya, why don't you give us the first one?
Okay. The first one is from the Tony45 on Twitter. And he said, "You know you're a Swiftie when your family takes up a petition to get you to wear something other than a Taylor Swift shirt."
Oh.
Hey, Tony, I hope you at least washed the shirt.
Oh, he probably has more than one.
I know. Right, it was a bad joke. Somebody earlier said they missed my bad jokes, and I tried to come up with one. It didn't work this time.
Oh, that was a bad joke. That worked.
Thanks. I just gave you a special, like, co-host shout-out, and you're insulting me. Steve, move it along.
All right. The next one comes from Twitter from Swizzle Julie, when that's with two E's. "You know you're a Swiftie when you listen to every episode of Taylor Talk for 2 years now."
Wow.
Thank you.
Nice.
I don't even think I've listened every episode. Oops.
I think you.
You're on every episode. Why wouldn't you listen to it?
I'm actually not on every episode.
Well, nearly.
Everyone, I think there was one episode I wasn't on.
Mm-hmm. The greatest episode ever. I'm just kidding.
This next one comes from Swift Loves You from Twitter, and they say, "You know you're a Swiftie when you haven't slept for hours and start seeing illusions of Taylor everywhere. It's scary."
Ooh.
Oh. You need to go to sleep.
We should pull an all-nighter just to try that. That would be sweet.
Steve would like that, wouldn't you?
That'd be awesome.
All right, next one is from Swift Agency 13 on Twitter, who says, "You know you're Swiftie when your sister moves out of your room because you're putting up too many Taylor posters."
That is a good way to get your own room. Wow. Good job.
It's a good thing your sister had another place to go, I guess.
All right, the next one is from at xclaire17 on Twitter, and they said, "Hey, Taylor Talk 13, you know you're a Swiftie when you spend the whole weekend recreating Taylor's 22 t-shirt and making your own cat slippers for a friend's party."
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Party. Oh, and there's a little cat emoji on it. That's kind of neat.
That's cute.
Steve, you got the last one, buddy.
The last one?
Yeah, not the last time. You're going to be reading more on future episodes, but this is the last one for now.
Okay. This one comes via text message from Samantha, and it's, "You know you're a Swiftie when you look at old photos of Taylor and flip out because you have the same Big Bird Christmas ornament and can't stop smiling."
Aww.
That's so cool. I didn't know Taylor had a Big Bird ornament.
It must be a picture from before. I don't think I've seen it before, but speaking of ornaments, did you guys see that the new Taylor guitar Christmas ornament came out?
Yes.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty awesome.
Yes, we all got newsletters in our inboxes from the Taylor Swift online store.
I think this year I'm making a Taylor Swift tree, just designated just to Taylor.
That would be nice of you, Steve. I'm sure Taylor would appreciate it if you guys were friends and she ever found out about it.
Right.
So thank you everybody for sending in all those mini segment submissions. Keep them coming in so we have them for future episodes. And moving on to a mini segment that I would really like to bring back in full force. It's been so sporadic lately. We haven't done these too often, but What Are Swifties Listening To has always been one of my personal favorites because we get exposed to new music we may not have heard of before that is not Taylor. And so this week's submission was from Catherine, who texted us and said, Swifties are listening to Follow Your Arrow by Kacey Musgraves.
I love that song.
It's a really good song.
Steve, your opinion?
Yeah, I like Kacey Musgraves. Not as much as Maya likes Kacey Musgraves.
I don't think anybody likes Kacey Musgraves as much as Maya likes Kacey Musgraves.
I don't know why you think I'm that bad. I'm really not.
No, you're not bad. That's
with her compared to other people.
That's true. What are her fans called? Like, do they have some sort of like name?
The Muskrats. That's what I'd call them.
Oh God, that's terrible.
That's terrible.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Don't call them that.
I'm sure they have a cuter name than that, but yeah. I have no idea.
Right.
Anyway, so go listen to Follow Your Arrow by Kacey Musgraves if you haven't already, guys. And before we wrap up today, we have potentially the last time we're going to do shout-outs for this. But for those of you who have been keeping up and voting, the Podcast Awards voting has officially ended as of the 15th of November. And so one last time here, we're going to give some shout outs to people who have voted and told us about it. If you're not on the list and you voted, just let us know and we might be able to squeeze you in a future episode. But for this episode, we have off of Twitter, we got at DaleSwifty13, at TaziaSwifty, at RedSheeran22, Katie11, AIM_2002, Dallas_Dante, MG_GD, Californivore, that's a cool name, Californivore, Phelan_23, States of Grace, SafeAndSound_Ed, StarNote13, TaterSwift13, Fada_Asaf13, TaylorFan697, Lauren Zidel13, Doroja Kyle, Meb Jeanette's fan, Liv's Fitz, Regina_Justin_, and SwizzleJulie. So thank you to all of you guys who voted. That was very, very kind of you. We really appreciate the support. And like I said, if I forgot anybody, please just let us know so we can get you on a future episode. And then, of course, before we go, a very special thanks to people who not only voted, but actually helped us promote the voting and kindly and generously gave us access to some of their followers by tweeting something for us. So very special thanks to at T-Swift on Tour, Smiles for Taylor, Tay Swift Oss, Blessed Swift, Tay Fearless 13, Hipster T-Swift, I'm a Proud Swifty, Hairflip Swift 13, Dale Swifty, The Swift Agency, and at SamIam1331. You guys all helped promote us, and we really, really, really can't thank you enough. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everyone say thank you.
Thank you so much. Here. Woo!
And then there's something else in our notes here. I didn't put here. What is that?
That was me. Okay. So you know how, guys, Adam likes to stump the hosts? Well, someone sent me a question to stump Adam.
How dare they?
I'm excited for this one. This one comes from Mr. Evan Holmquist.
Bring it on, Evan.
And he says, well, his question for you is, how many total awards has Taylor Swift won?
132.
Oh, you're too low. The answer is 184.
I was close. I was only counting up through 2012 because 2013 isn't done yet.
Oh,
and,
yeah? Is that true?
Yeah, nice. Sure.
Uh-huh. All right.
That's an unfair question. Who knows
that was a good guess. That was a good guess, Adam.
You were at least in the hundreds, yeah, but she won 50 more than you guessed.
Those were all in 2013, that's why.
Adam, yeah. No, you're just wrong.
You just lost.
I hate you all.
So thank you, for that question.
Evan, we're fighting now, Evan.
Thank you, Evan, for making Adam cry on the show.
You guys all suck.
And hopefully she'll be able to add some more awards. We got the AMAs, we got the ACAs, so there's still a good bit left in 2013. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd count on the ACAs, though, Steve.
I don't know. This could be the year.
This is the year. Taylor will get her first ACA.
This is her year. Yes. This is her moment.
Everybody vote, vote, vote. Taylor Swift for ACAs. She's up for what, like 8?
She's up for like a million.
They always nominate her for like 10 awards, and she loses all of them. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
That's
this year, though. She got it.
This is the year everybody's going to vote for her. Where's the voting on that? TheACAs.com?
I would imagine something like that. And if it's not the right answer, you can look it up on Google.
Google ACAs. You'll find it.
I'm pretty sure it's TheACAs.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Thank you for verifying, Steve, rather than just telling everyone, oh, go to Google. You'll find it there, Diane.
Maya said that too.
Maya.
Evan is just in a bad mood now.
I'm mad at Evan, not you guys.
You're so mean to Evan.
I'm kidding. Evan is such a great guy. Thank you, Evan, for stumping me. I appreciate it. Because I learned something today, and that's all that matters. I learned that Taylor has won 184 awards.
It's a lot of awards.
Of course, that number is always changing, so it'll be inaccurate soon enough. And then then we'll both be wrong, Evan. Anyway, so guys, if you want to submit anything for any of our mini segments, remember all the different ways to contact us. You can email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can Facebook us, tweet us, or Taylor Connect us. All of those are TaylorTalk13. We have our midweek episode coming up in just a couple days. If you want to ask us a question for that, go to ask.fm/TaylorTalk13. And of course, if you want to hear yourself on the show, you can leave us a voicemail to 240-31-SWIFT. You can also leave us a text message to the same number. That is 240-31-SWIFT. If you are not in the U.S. or Canada, you can go to the website, taylortalk.org. There's a button on the side that says send a voicemail. And you can click that and send us a voicemail right on the website. And then you don't have any international calling fees. It's awesome. So if you forgot any of those, which I hope you didn't, but in case you did, taylortalk.org/contact is where you will find all of them. So for episode 99 of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast, hope you guys all enjoyed it and had a good time. I know we did. We will see you in a couple days. For now, my name is Adam.
I'm Maya.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
Saying have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.